The pattern you see in the Apostle Paul, one who was pressing forward towards the goal, that upward call, and there are some who are doing that. And when you see them, scope them out and look at their faith, as you're going to see their walk. It's a walk of faith. They trust the Lord in the midst of these things. They apply God's word to their circumstances.
Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt, pastor of Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina.
And Dave, today it's Letter Day, and I have a note from John from Wisconsin. He says, awesome. Keep preaching the truth. Amen. The Lord is our help and shield. Well, John, I agree wholeheartedly. The Lord is our help and shield. So thank you for your encouragement, and keep praying for this ministry that God would enable us to continue preaching the truth.
And Greg, your message today raises a question that many of us are uncomfortable with, the idea that we are to be a pattern for others to mimic in their walk with Christ.
And Dave, that's true. Yet as we're going to see today, if we're allowing Christ to live through us, this is possible. So then turn with us in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3, and we're looking at verses 17 to 19.
Well, thanks, Greg. And if you're new to Equipping the Saints, head over to our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org, to learn more about this ministry and our teacher, Pastor Greg Lundstedt. Our web address is simply etsradio.org. Now, with today's message, here's our teacher, Greg Lundstedt.
We are to be fellow imitators of the Apostle Paul. Now, some might say, shouldn't we just imitate Jesus Christ? And that's true, right? We're to be like Christ, absolutely. You remember the old saying, like 10 or 15, 20 years ago, what would Jesus do, WWJD? We are to be imitators of God. We are to mimic. We are to be like Him. I don't like the word mimic. That sounds like it's fake. I'm not talking about fakeness. I'm talking about becoming like that, right? Ephesians chapter 5:1, we are to imitate God and walk in love, right? Ephesians 5:1. But let me share one caveat when we think of this idea of what would Jesus do? What did Jesus do that we should mimic? He kept entrusting Himself to the one who judges righteously. He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, death on the cross. He completely denied self and His own will and did the Father's will. Well, that really ups the ante on what would Jesus do, right? He was obedient to the point of death. Well, with that in mind, God is gracious because we know the Lord Jesus Christ never sinned. We know Lord Jesus Christ was a perfect man who came and took on human flesh. He lived the perfect life. He was tempted like us, but that temptation was from the outside, not from the inside. He did not have sinful flesh like we have. And therefore, He is able to come to our aid. He is a merciful and faithful high priest who is faithful to come to our aid when we are tempted. Absolutely. But we see in Scripture people like us. The Apostle Paul, a man who had a nature like ours, who came to faith in Jesus Christ, who trusted in Him, and we are to imitate his walk. You can think of it this way, WWJDTP. What would Jesus do through Paul? How would He do it through someone who is sinful? How does a true believer to respond as they trust in Jesus Christ, as they rely on Him? You see, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are to imitate and mimic Christ and follow Him. But we have examples in Scripture of those we are to walk like. Join in following or becoming imitators of me, the Apostle Paul says. Join in that. 1 Thessalonians 1:6, Paul says, you became imitators of us and of the Lord. You came to faith. You were true believers. You became mimics of the way we follow Jesus. You manifest the same type of walk as we had. 1 Corinthians 11:11, be imitators of me, Paul says, just as I am of Christ. We want to be like Christ. But we see that manifest in the person of the Apostle Paul. He is saying here, be mimics of me. And it is Christ who enables us to do so. So let me ask you this. Are you following the example? We're commanded to do so, by the way. Are you following the example of the Apostle Paul? Are you in the Word of God? We can't follow the example if we don't know the example. If I don't see, how did the Apostle Paul, in trusting Christ, respond to these circumstances? How did he do so? And we see that he trusted Christ and Christ was faithful. He saw things from God's perspective with the right mindset. But notice he goes beyond this. He says in verse 17, back in our passage, he says, "Brethren, join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us." Paul now expands the command. Not only are they to imitate Paul together, pressing towards that goal of Christ's likeness together, like Paul did, right? Seeing this world as an avenue for God to be magnified, seeing the difficulties as an avenue for God to be glorified, seeing things differently like the Apostle Paul did. He says, also, observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. We've seen this term observed before, skopeo. It speaks of keeping a watchful eye on something, noticing carefully, and it's in the present imperative, which means a continual habitual command. We are commanded to observe continually, habitually, those who are trusting and obeying Christ, walking like the Apostle Paul walked, according to, as he will say, the pattern you have in us. Now, this term translated those who walk, it speaks of a lifestyle. It speaks of the way they live their lives. Observe continually, habitually, those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. Carefully notice, continually, those who have a lifestyle that reflects the pattern you have in us, the Apostle Paul says. And that us would probably be him and Timothy and Silas. Now, this term pattern is the Greek word, comes from the Greek word tupos. We get our word type from that. It speaks of the exact impression or mark made by a blow. It speaks of a figure formed by blows of the hammer or chisel, an image or a statue. It speaks of something in small-scale form designed to be copied or patterned or modeled after. He's saying, look at the pattern and model of following Jesus Christ you see in us and do the same thing. Look at how we follow Christ and you do the same thing. And look at others who follow him like we do. Scope them out and follow that. The Apostle Paul followed the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. As you have received him, so walk in him. He trusted him. He applied his word to his circumstances. And he saw things from a heavenly perspective, not from an earthly perspective. That's the pattern you see in the Apostle Paul. One who was pressing forward towards the goal, that upward call. That's the pattern you see in Paul. And there are some who are doing that. And when you see them, scope them out and look at their faith as you're going to see their walk. It's a walk of faith. They trust the Lord in the midst of these things. They apply God's word to their circumstances. They have a renewed mind. They're not falling apart. They're trusting Christ. Yes, there may be grief over things and joy over other things, but they're trusting Jesus Christ. Scope them out and follow that pattern. Those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. That type, that exact pattern. Paul's saying, imitate me as revealed in the scriptures and watch those who walk like us. It's not an external pious religiousness like Paul had before. He was righteous by the law, but he was a wicked, wretched sinner on the inside. Now he was a man who desired to know Christ, to be like him, and to have his mind changed and to do his will all the way to glory. Look for that and follow that. We had this read earlier, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And for this reason, we constantly thank God. When you receive from us the word of God's message, you accepted it not as the word of men, but for what it really is, the word of God, which also performs its work in you who believe. For, he's explaining, for you, brethren, became imitators, mimics of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea. For you also endured the same sufferings at the hand of your countrymen, even as they did from the Jews. They came to faith and they suffered and they responded rightly. They became imitators of those who had also come to faith in Judea and trusted the Lord. Paul's second letter to Timothy reveals he mimicked Paul and shows us some areas specifically. Turn to 2 Timothy 3. Timothy followed Paul. He mimicked him. It's a different word, but it's close to the same meaning. Don't follow the externals. Follow the internals, by the way. Follow the internals. Follow where their hearts are at as they trust Jesus, as they show and reveal their faith in their walk, their faith in Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 3:10, he's speaking to Timothy, "But you followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith," this is 3:10, "patience, love, perseverance, persecutions, and sufferings." You followed these things, Timothy. Timothy would be a guy we should scope out and follow too, right? Don't follow people who are naming the name of Christ but are walking like they don't know him, as we're going to say. Follow those who are truly following Christ. Mimic their faith in Jesus Christ. Now, one side note, you can't obey this command to imitate Paul and others or be like him if you're not around the body of Christ. You're all here, so you're preaching to the choir, but if you're not around the body of Christ, how can you follow someone's example? You're not even around them. If you're a Lone Ranger Christian away from the body of Christ, you cannot obey God's word in so many places, and you are in disobedience, and maybe it's an indication that you didn't come to Christ. We are not to isolate ourselves. We are to be around mature believers. He who walks with the wise will be wise. Now, that's biblically wise, Proverbs, okay? Those who have gained the wisdom of Christ and are applying it from a right heart, 2 Timothy 2:22. "Now flee youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call upon the Lord from a pure heart." Pursue the things of Christ with those who have right hearts towards Christ. Pursue them. The implication is there are those who don't call upon the Lord with a pure heart. The implication is there are those who actually, as we'll see in a moment, set their mind on earthly things. They don't set their mind on the things above. They set their minds on earthly things, which is an evidence something's wrong. Don't walk like they walk, because their walk leads to destruction. Don't walk that way. Walk this way. If you're going to follow Jesus, we need to mimic Paul as revealed in the Scriptures and observe those who do so also. We're being commanded to do so. The book of Hebrews talks about this. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. "Remember those who led you," and then he's going to say how they led them, "who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct," that's their walk, "imitate" what? "Their faith." Imitate their faith. Believe the Lord like they believe the Lord. Trust in him. Renew your hearts and minds in every circumstance. Pursue Christ's likeness. Imitate their walk of faith in Jesus Christ. Imitate their faith. Well, how are you doing? Are you imitating the example of those who trust Jesus, who rely on him, who want to be like Jesus? Obviously, they're not perfect. Are you imitating the walk of those who are wanting to be like Christ, who are pressing forward, who are seeing things from the mindset we see in the Apostle Paul in Scripture? Addressing the circumstances and situations in life according to the Word of God. Not falling apart, but trusting in Christ and relying on him completely. Believing he is faithful, trusting in his Word. Imitate their faith. How you doing? Are you observing those who do so also? You know, so often people observe people from the outside. If you did that, you'd be following the Pharisees. I'll tell you that right now. Don't do that. Observe those who you can tell from Scripture are manifesting a true faith in Jesus Christ. They are pressing forward towards that goal. They are not looking back. They are wanting to be like Jesus. They're wanting to die to sin and live to righteousness. The ones that are following Jesus. We're to walk that way, and we are to scope out those who are walking that way too. Again, he who walks with the wise will be wise. The companion of fools will suffer harm. If you're hanging out with people who are never trusting the Lord, you're hanging out with the wrong people. First of all, encourage them to trust the Lord. Walk like those and scope those out who are trusting Jesus, believing in him, setting their mind, as we will see, on the things above, not the things of earth. That's going to be the defining factor. Which type of Christian do we follow? The one, quote-unquote, who always has their mindset on this earth? or the one who is focused on the things above, like we see in the example of the Apostle Paul? The Apostle Paul lived on this earth, but his mindset was in the heavens. You see that? So we see that we are to imitate together by the power of the Spirit. The Apostle Paul is revealed in Scripture. So when situations come, you want to go to the Word. How did Paul trust the Lord in a situation? What was his mindset? I want to have that, Lord Jesus. And you renew your heart and mind with the truth. But you also mimic and imitate and observe those who walk in the same pattern, the type which you've seen. Someone who's trusting in Jesus Christ, relying on Him, focusing on Him genuinely. Now at this point, Paul gives two rationales for the walk, one negative and one positive. We're going to finish today with the negative aspect for why we should do this, and then next time look at the positive aspect, the glorious one. So remember that as we look at the negative one, there's a positive one also. Why should we be mimicking Paul and those who walk like him? We're going to see the negative rationale and a warning that we should beware of the alternative. Back to our passage, chapter 3, verse 17, brethren, join in following my example. It's a command, by the way. And observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. Scope it out and do it. And then he explains. The term for speaks of an explanation here, by the way. For many walk. It's about your walk. It's about your day-to-day heart. Where is it in your life and how does it manifest in your behavior? For many walk, of whom I often told you, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things. He's beginning to explain. He's saying, walk like us and those who walk like us, because there are many who don't walk that way. There are many who don't. The implication is these are not just the world. The implication, the context here is there's differing walks within the quote-unquote body of Christ. Remember, the whole context of this is we are the true circumcision who do this and this and this. We're not like that. That's the context. There were false guys who walked differently, and you're to watch out for that and recognize where their end is and don't be like them, because where their hearts are at makes them, as we will see, enemies of the cross of Christ. For many walk, of whom I often told you and now even tell you weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. Many have a lifestyle, as we will see, in regards to their relationship with Jesus, that effectively makes them hostile towards the cross of Christ. Continual habitual action. For many continually, habitually walk this way. Now, I shared two passages earlier that reveal that we are the minority. That there are few that find the truth in Jesus Christ. Few that actually come to faith in Jesus Christ. That the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. It's the smallest, but it will be the biggest. In Luke chapter 13, actually turn to Luke chapter 13. Even his disciples were going, what's going on here, Lord Jesus? What's going on? Doesn't seem like many people are getting saved. Doesn't seem like many are really coming to faith like you have revealed to us. Luke chapter 13, verse 22. And he was passing through from one city and village to another, teaching and proceeding on his way to Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, are there just a few who are being saved? And he said to them, strive to enter by the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter, and they will not be able. And he goes on. Same illustration that we saw earlier, the narrow gate and the wide gate. The broad road and the narrow road. Are there many being saved? The plain facts are there are very few true believers and there are a lot of so-called brethren. There are many people who are walking a walk of faith. But we are to mimic the right walk, not the wrong one. We are to observe the right one, not the wrong one. We're not to be like the wrong one. And if we are, maybe we're in trouble. So then, he says, many, many. And I don't believe he's speaking of the world in general, because the context, again, is a walk. Many walk this way. And the context is comparing to the false brethren. I think that's the case. There's many who believe they know the Lord, but don't know the Lord. The Lord Jesus would share this in Matthew chapter 7. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, many, right? The Apostle Paul speaks of many, 2 Corinthians 2:17. For we are not like the many peddling the word of God. Titus chapter 1, verse 10. For there are many rebellious men, empty talkers, deceivers. 1 John 2:18, John speaks of it. There are many antichrists have arisen. Many false prophets have gone out into the world. 1 John 4. 2 John chapter 1, it's only one chapter, verse 7. For many deceivers have gone out into the world. Peter speaks of it. 2 Peter chapter 2 speaks about many will follow the false teachers, their sensuality. Because of them, the way of truth will be maligned. Many. Bottom line is many are going to walk the wrong way, and it's going to be an illustration or example of where their hearts are at and thus where their destiny is at. False brethren are often designated as the many. Don't we see this in churches today? Mega churches filled to the brim, but yet very few people truly mimicking the faith of the Apostle Paul as revealed in Scripture. We're commanded to be fellow imitators of Paul and to observe those who walk according to the pattern which we have. Because, verse 18 back in Philippians chapter 3, for many walk of whom I often told you and now tell you weeping that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. He says, I often spoke to you that the tense is in the past. I told you over and over and over again in the past about this. I've told you over and over. Many walk this way, but their end is destruction. Many walk this way, whom I told you often, often. And I tell you even weeping that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. It broke his heart. Paul often spoke of that. Of those who walked in a different way than they walked. He says, and now I tell you weeping. When was the last time you were moved over the state of the church? Of so many people following Christ in this manner. Actually, effectively, as we will see, being enemies of the cross of Christ. Enemies of the truth that comes through what Jesus did on the cross. Enemies of that. Many look like they're following Jesus, but ultimately they're not mimicking the faith of Paul and those like him. And in contrast, we're going to see they set their minds on earthly things. Believers, we are to walk like Paul and scope out those who do so according to that pattern they have in him we see in Scripture. And if we don't do so, we're not going to differentiate the right path or the wrong path, because God has revealed it in his word.
If you've just joined us, you've been listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. You can hear today's message again by visiting our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message or other messages are available at our website as well. And as a part of the ministry of Equipping the Saints, all our audio resources are available at no cost to you. Thanks to the Lord's provision through the faithful support of friends of this broadcast. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Greg, it would seem that one of the most destructive elements of the modern Christian church would be the fact that people claim a lot of things that they don't live out. Our words and our lives often don't match.
You know, Dave, this is really not a new phenomenon, because there have always been hypocrites in the church, even since the earliest days. Now, concerning what I would call make-believers, the reality is every religious thing they would do is hypocrisy, because they have no true relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. But for true believers, our lives should manifest a true, genuine change. You see, if you've truly come into a relationship with Jesus Christ, then there's going to be a manifestation of the life of Christ in you. So my exhortation to our listeners today is your life manifesting the fact that you know, follow, and obey Jesus Christ? If you know him, then you're going to hear his voice through his word, and his word will become an integral part of your life. Are you excited about God's Word? Do you study it? Do you grow in it? Do you obey it? Do you desire it? Do you share it? If so, then your life will become a pattern for those around you to follow.
As we close today's broadcast, it's our prayer that the Word of God has done its work in your life and that you've been challenged and encouraged to follow Christ more closely. If you'd like a complimentary CD of today's broadcast, call us toll-free at 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. And if you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Well, we hope you'll make plans to join us again tomorrow, right here for another edition of Equipping the Saints. Equipping the Saints is a broadcast ministry of Equipping Bible Church.